This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Colostrum LD is clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens, and fight infection, as well as cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. To order, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And on Intelligent Medicine, we frequently talked about CBD. CBD is a natural compound derived from hemp, and it's the remarkable compound that is also present in marijuana. But unlike the THC in marijuana, it has a variety of beneficial effects on mood, on pain. And we talk frequently about the use of oral CBD, also even vaping CBD. But today I want to talk about a different aspect of CBD, which is its relationship to the treatment of pain when applied topically. I think that's a fascinating subject because it's got great potential. Certainly pain due to injuries, due to weekend warrior syndrome, due to arthritis. These are common afflictions. I am prey to them as an inveterate athlete, and it certainly is of personal interest to me, the potential for CBD to help to relieve pain. So today I've invited the CEO of a company called Theramu, which is one of the purveyors, the many purveyors of CBD that are out there, Joel Greengrass. And Joel is going to talk to us a little bit about some topical applications of CBD. We'll also talk about oral CBD because Theramu, the company, also offers some high-quality oral versions of CBD. Joel, welcome to Intelligent Medicine. It's nice having you aboard.
Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to have the opportunity to talk to you and your audience.
Well, indeed. So, first question, why did you get involved with Theramu?
And it's funny because that's a great question because I don't think my journey is like most others. And I apologize. I always feel a little bit like the Hair Club for Men guy when I say this, but I'm not just the CEO. I'm also a client. So I was diagnosed with MS about 11 and a half years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And MS, like most chronic pain illnesses, you know, you've got your ups and your downs. And about a year and a half ago, I was going through a little bit of a swoon. I was really, really frustrated, not just with myself physically and not being able to overcome some of what I was on, but also when I looked at my nightstand and it looked like the rear counter of like a CVS. I was on 7 different prescription drugs. I was taking 6 to 8 Advil per day. And, you know, I had never really questioned it much because I just do whatever I need to do to get out of bed in the morning, be the best husband I can, be the best dad that I can. And I started looking and doing some research on some all natural therapies that maybe I could start to replace some of my prescription drugs with. And I'm not necessarily anti prescription drugs or anti, you know, big pharma. I think, you know, in the right uses and they've obviously got wonderful effects, but being on 7 of them, I felt like the side effects alone were hurting me, as much as anything I was going through from an MS standpoint. So, at the time I was doing the research, a friend of mine that I had worked with probably 20 years ago had reached out and he was working with this family owned business and they had a THC product company in California and they were looking to develop something they could distribute to all 50 states. And he said, I think that this might be able to help you.
By the way, this being legal, because there are legal technicalities, obviously, with THC. THC has to be via dispensary in states where it's legal. But now CBD is pretty much available. It's a hemp-derived product, and it doesn't contain a hallucinogen. So that's the regulatory niche that CBD fits into. It's okay to sell on the internet virtually anywhere, right?
Absolutely. And that's an important distinction. And with Theramew products in particular, you know, with industrial hemp, you're allowed to have up to 0.3% THC in your products. Our products are all 0.0%. We get all of our raw materials tested, all of our final products tested, because we do have a lot of children using the product. We have people who have THC sensitivities using the product. So, you know, we go that extra mile to make sure that we've got no THC whatsoever. And even with the legalities now of THC and the way that market's evolving, you still can't go state to state with it. So you can't you can't ship it from one state that's legal to another state that's legal. But with CBD, you can. You know, it's all fully legal. And, you know, for me, I was shocked because I got this canister, this jar of 1 ounce of a topical balm. I was struggling a little bit from a walking standpoint at that point. And I was actually...
What were your symptoms? Were you having pain or tingling or you know, what type of MS manifestations did you have?
Yeah, so I was getting really, really bad cramping and pain, spasming in my
spasticity,
legs.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, and especially in my lower legs,
right?
And to the point where it was affecting my gait. So, you know, just the whole process of you know, your foot either pronating or foot dorsiflexing, that was every step was painful. Mm-hmm. And I was going to a doctor 3 times a week for physical therapy. I was going to a trainer 3 times a week. Just because I was keeping myself moving. And so I put this a pea-sized amount on the back. I'm my own guinea pig a lot of times. So what I decided was I was going to put a pea-sized amount on my left calf and my left foot and do nothing on my right side. Because I was just curious.
It's to like see an N of one experiment.
Exactly. Yes. The next day I was at my trainer, and afterwards, you know, if you picture you're on that stretch table and I'm on my back and my left leg is straight up in the air. And it's like a hamstring stretch. And my trainer looks at me and goes, what did you do to your calf? And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, normally, and at that point, I thought I probably banged it on the bed corner or something because I'm a complete klutz. And that has nothing to do with the MS. I've always been that way. But he's like, normally I won't pull down on your foot at all because I'm literally afraid I'm going to tear your calf muscle or tear the muscle in your feet because you're so tight. It's rock hard. And today both muscles are completely malleable. I was like, well, I put this stuff on yesterday once. It can't be that, can it? And he's like, if that's the only thing that you've done, I'm assuming that that's what it was. And lo and behold, you know, that's what it was. And fast forward probably about 6 months later, and I went from the 7 prescription drugs down to 1. I only take my primary MS drug. And even now, 15 months later, I haven't had an over-the-counter painkiller in that much time. So for me, the results were so life-changing, and I was fortunate enough to meet Gary and Vicky Lowe, who were the founders, and we hit it off, and I had started consulting a little bit to the company, and ultimately they came to me and said, listen, this is moving really, really fast now. You know, we'd like you to take the keys and become our CEO. And I sat down with my wife, and it was a little bit of a departure from the, you know, the BuzzFeeds and other environments that I'd worked in the past. But our thought was that if I could help bring the type of life-changing relief to other people that Theramew brought to me, then this is what I was meant to do. And that was really how I got involved.
Okay, folks, let's pause for a moment to allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. Here it goes. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Joel Greengrass from Theramu. So you're probably taking things like baclofen, you know, these anti-spasticity drugs that help with spasm. They have a lot of side effects. They also use Valium a lot for muscle spasm. But then again, you kind of, you know, feel a brain dead when you take those things.
Yeah, I know. And I also think the combination of the pharmaceutical drugs was bothering me a little bit. But, you know, because I was on, I was taking gabapentin. I had painkillers. I had anti-inflammatories. I was taking sleep meds. I was on Xanax for anxiety. I was on Topamax for you know, migraine prevention.
Hmm. There's some good literature on CBD for migraines and chronic headaches.
And I use it not only myself, but I use it for, you know, I'll just quick aside. My youngest daughter, who's now 13, suffers from really bad migraines.
Yeah, that's a hereditary thing.
Oh, and it's painful to see your child go through that. And she vomits when she gets them. She's like down and out for the day. And one day my wife wasn't there and she walked into my room. It was 10 in the morning. She had tears in her eyes and she said, "I've got a headache coming on. I can't take any more medicine. Can I try the Theramu?" And I was like, "Okay, you know, let's try this." And we tried the topical.
Oh, the topical. Around her temples.
We massaged the Relieve Pro into her temples and also at the base of her neck, you know, where you get all of those, the nerves coming together.
Yeah.
He said, "Listen, I've got to take the dog for a quick walk. I'll be back in like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just sit in this, you know, room." The room was nice and dark. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, this is a girl who would lose an entire day when she has these migraines. I come back 10 minutes later, I walk in and Zoe's doing a headstand.
Whoa.
Zoe, I'm like, "What is going on?" And she just smiled. And I can feel the smile now. Like, I can see it and feel it. And she just goes, "Dad, Theramu is going to be famous." Hmm. So it's been super, super effective for migraines, for her migraines as well.
It's literally been life-changing for you personally as well as professionally. So let me just say, there is research. Of course, everyone knows about Montel Williams. Montel Williams is an inveterate pot smoker, and some people thought he was just smoking pot to get high, but Montel Williams suffers from MS. And he, many years ago, he introduced the use of pot for MS. And it turns out now there's a lot of legitimate research on THC and CBD combinations for MS. But actually, I did a little research on this before the show. CBD itself has been shown to be helpful for pain associated with MS. But this is CBD that's sometimes given orally in pills or sublingually. By the way, Theramu has a product that is an oral CBD. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. So we have Calm and Calm Pro. All of our products have two different strengths. So there's the regular strength and the pro strength. Mm-hmm. And the pro strength is always 2.5 times more CBD than its regular counterpart.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that. Give me pro. So then the question is, okay, it works orally. There's a lot of scientific literature on oral CBD. Then I did a little research on topical CBD. I wanted to see if there was anything there other than, you know, the supposition that, if you rub it in, you know, it might help. Or is it just a placebo effect? And indeed, there is research. It's not a lot of human research, but there's some animal research. I'm quoting here from the European Journal of Pain. Transdermal cannabidiol reduces inflammation and pain-related behaviors in a rat model of arthritis. Okay, so they had these rats who had arthritis. I don't know, they sort of induced arthritis with some kind of adjuvant that they injected in the knee joint. Sorry, animal lovers, that's what they do in, you know, medical research. And then they treated these swollen, painful limbs with topical CBD. And what they found was there was a reduction in pain. There was a reduction in limping, what is called arthritis pain-related behaviors. You know, when a rat's, you know, limping, that's a sign that they're not doing so well. And what was also interesting is that the rats didn't get stoned. You know, they didn't start to wobble around and teeter. because there's nothing in CBD that has any kind of psychoactive effect. They say exploratory behavior was not altered by the CBD. In other words, they didn't become like Cheech and Chong, you know, stoners sitting, you know, kind of in a marijuana-induced stupor. So that's, type of research. Then there was something, there's a review that I saw. There was actually an older review. Cannabinoids reduce hyperalgesia and inflammation. And this is back in 1998, so way back. Our results indicate that cannabinoids produce anti-hyperalgesia. That's a fancy word for they have anti-pain effects. Peripherally, not centrally. In other words, they work on the tissue where they're applied. They don't necessarily, they work two ways, really. They work on the brain, but they also work locally if you can get them into the tissue where the nerves are, where the inflamed, irritated, sensitive nerves are. So the principle is sound, but you tweaked it a little bit. You just didn't use CBD oil or gel, right? There's some secret sauce to your Theramu formulas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the key word, and I think you've started with it, was transdermal. For the CBD to have maximum effect and to get that maximum bioavailability, it's got to get to the source of the pain and the inflammation, meaning it's got to get through our layers of dermis. And if you look at most oils or most carrier oils, they're not truly transdermal. They might go through the first couple of layers, which are really dead layers of dermis, and you're going to get a nice moisturizing effect, but they're not getting all the way into the body. So we paired the CBD with emu oil. Emu is, it's got it, for whatever reason, emu, their fatty lipid system is nearly identical to our own. So our outer skin is not a barrier for the emu oil. So we bind it to the CBD. Emu oil is basically nature's nanoparticles. So you get that nice liposomal effect where it's super small particles. It's super transdermal. And the CBD, not only does it get in deep when we apply it topically, it's super fast. So I've seen not mice with arthritis. But we, you know, I was with a gentleman, a couple weeks ago who I met. I was at a trade show in the city. He had suffered from rheumatoid arthritis his entire adult life. Asked me if I thought this would work. I took out a little mini moo, which is what we call our samples. He rubbed it into his hand, and 2 minutes later, he actually, in the crowded room, shouted out an expletive. And I was like, "Oh my God, what's wrong?" And he's like, "Is it possible that it's working already?" And then within 15 minutes, he was flexing his hand, and he had mobility in his hand that he hasn't had in forever. And he said to me, it's the first time in his adult life that he's been pain free in his left hand. And that was 15 minutes. So that's where the secret sauce of the emu oil that can bring the CBD to where it needs to go to. But emu oil by itself is an all natural pain reliever. It's also an anti-inflammatory. It's a skin conditioner. Yep. It's a collagen producer.
Yeah. Yeah. There's actually a whole literature on emu oil on its own. So you may be getting a bit of a synergistic effect. It is an anti-inflammatory. It is a wonderful emollient for skin. It's actually been used in the treatment of radiation burns, according to some of the literature that I looked at. And one application is that women who breastfeed frequently experience nipple soreness and tenderness. And emu oil is ideal for that. It really tends to help. So for a lot of dry skin conditions, irritated skin conditions, emu oil is helpful. Is there any evidence that CBD itself has an anti-inflammatory effect on, say, eczema, or, you know, not so much its pain-relieving effects, but does it have any anti-inflammatory properties?
It does, and it's been interesting because we've dealt with customers or patients who have suffered from eczema their entire lives, and they've been on, you know, the normal course of steroids and cortisone, which have their own side effects. And within a week, we've seen people, their eczema clear up completely. You know, and it starts with a reduction in the inflammation and the pinkness and the itchiness. But ultimately we've had where it clears them up completely. And we're almost, you know, a thousand for a thousand when dealing with that.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. Okay, this is a good point at which to pause because we want to take a deeper dive on topical CBD. The company is Theramu. We're talking to the CEO of Theramu. It's Theramu. And presumably its website is some along the lines of theramu.com. We're talking to Joel Greengrass, the CEO. And when we return, we're going to find out more about the remarkable potential of topical CBD, cannabidiol. It's a legal extract of hemp, and it's got a great potential for relieving pain and addressing many conditions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.